With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. I feel like I have the munga. I'm telling you, how many times have I sneezed this morning?
Three or four.
Yeah.
Oh,
Give me I hope I don't get it.
Well,
I mean, if you got it, I hope you don't spread it around today.
Are you going to be okay?
Well, that doesn't mean somebody else needs to get it.
I understand, but maybe some empathy would be some neatness.
Yeah, well, I hope you feel better, but I don't want to get it.
I don't either. I'm telling you, especially before the holidays. Oh, so much to do. Right. Is anybody done? Is anybody done with all their Christmas crap?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Anybody you know done with all their Christmas crap?
Nope.
So what did you guys do? Did you get her like all her gifts and then she's still like you guys agreed not to get each other gifts, but you're still getting her gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, here's what happened. I've already ordered a couple of gifts that I know she wants. Right.
Yeah.
So she's going to get that. She asked me and I keep saying, you know what? I don't care. I don't really need anything and blah, blah, blah. So yesterday I blew it. Okay. So I come home from shooting yesterday and I said to her, you know, hey, I bought a gun. I bought a 38 special, blah, 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 blah. She just went off.
Why? Maybe she got you a gun.
Exactly. That was her voucher.
Oh, no.
And she I bought it.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And she just looked at me like, why do you buy something like
right before Christmas?
Don't you know better, you moron?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Is that a moron move?
Yes.
Was she accurate with that?
Because
moron?
You've been talking about getting some new guns for a while. Yeah,
yeah I have. Yeah. And she was going to jump right in there. And here it is.
She got you. This is so cute. She got you a Christmas coupon.
Yeah.
You called it a voucher, but did she make a Christmas coupon?
Could have been a Groupon. I don't know.
No, coupon. Like, you know how you make it you like draw it out. Like, this coupon's good for one hug.
Look. I don't know if that's the way.
This coupon is good for one kissy.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a voucher at a gun store. I don't know.
Okay.
But I ruined it. Oof. Now she's like, I'm taking it back.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
She took away your voucher.
Yeah.
Your voucher. Christmas coupon.
My coupon.
Now
gone.
You have left is kisses and hugs.
That's it.
So
I ruined it yesterday.
Yeah. Sean, are you getting stuff for Shayna?
Yeah, we're going to just do one little thing for each of us.
Each.
Okay. Sean, are you high?
That'd be a yes, sir.
That's all. Just one for each of us and then a couple for the kids. They're getting old enough. We're contemplating not doing stockings for the kids this year because they don't need all that candy and stuff. That's
yeah, they're
ever
too old for
up.
Stockings.
So, yeah, I think we're just going to forego that.
Although I did see that a new study came out that said that families now are getting away from the whole Christmassy thing. You know, obviously Santa will bring his gifts, right?
Yeah.
But if you're a family and Santa's like, oh, hell no, you people are too old. What they're doing is they're doing family vacations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah. And so they all go
somewhere. Everybody agrees that we're going to go do this. I did that. Lisa and I did that a couple of years ago. We went to the Bahamas for Christmas.
Yeah.
And that was our present.
And that's cool, making memories, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of a toy that breaks.
Right.
And we loved it, too.
I told you the saddest story I ever heard was my friend, he got a remote control car. Gosh, he loved that car. It was so excited. He was in the garage, and he was like, you guys got to watch this. Everybody's standing around like, go, little Sean, go. That was his name. It was Sean. And so he pushed forward, and it ran out of the garage, and a car ran right over it.
Really?
Oh.
That's so
awful. You know, we had something
so
like that
sad.
Too. Well, one of our nephews, he opened up his gift. We bought, I forgot what it was, a transformer, a drone. I don't know. It was some toy that flies like that. He literally broke off the wing of this thing, opening it.
Opening
opening it. It never got off the ground. He ripped the ring off because he tore into the box so hard.
He was excited.
Yeah, and he was like 8 years old.
Did he cry?
Oh, yeah. Slammed it down, stomped it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Piece of junk.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. We'll get to it a little bit later on, too, because I had this conversation. Borderline argument over the weekend.
Oh, good. I love those.
When Santa Claus came to your house.
Yes.
Now, the night before you had Christmas Eve, right?
Correct.
You did presents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do presents, and then we put
out. Was Santa a little bit lazy? Did Santa wrap his gifts, or did he not wrap them?
Oh, my God. They're always wrapped.
Always wrapped from Santa.
Santa always wraps his
gifts. Oh, the elves wrapped.
He never wrapped mine.
What?
Mm-mm.
The elves hated you.
All the kids that I know in my part of the country, in Middle Tennessee, never wrapped them. And
well,
here's what the thing
the
was.
The weird thing about my hometown is, and my dad said it is because Santa really likes to recycle, ours were all wrapped in newspaper.
Really? That Santa had a different attitude wherever he went.
Yeah. In our Midwest town, he wrapped them in newspaper. My dad said it because he likes to recycle.
See, I don't know. That was the argument over the weekend. Wow. Did he wrap them or did he not wrap them?
Of course
he didn't wrap them for us.
That's so weird.
Just woke up. No, I thought it was cool because you woke up the next morning. You came out. You saw the tree. And you literally, in your eyes, saw every gift in
the
what it was.
So he must have just been exhausted by the time he got to Tennessee.
Must have been.
Because that doesn't make any sense to
me. But, and then again, if
did
you
he
got,
just throw him down the chimney and, like, go, yee-haw?
No, but if you had a bicycle, Santa assembled it. It was not wrapped.
Well, of course.
The box.
That makes sense. There's no box.
But
yeah, but as
nothing was wrapped.
Weird.
No, the gifts the night before from the family, everything's wrapped, right? But Santa, no, he was tired.
You had a crappy.
Oh, it was beautiful. I loved it.
Oh, you loved it? Okay.
I think I like that better. And then for my kids.
But that's the excitement, though, is unwrapping the box and unwrapping and ripping the paper.
I disagree. My excitement
was. Well, only because you lived it. But for us, the excitement is not knowing what's in the box, shaking it.
And I get that.
Trying to figure it out and all that stuff and then ripping through it. And if you remember, then when kids were little, they would play with the box instead of the toy. And people would be like, I'm just going to give them boxes next year.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
When there were certain age, but no, I remember being 8, 9 years old and coming into that room where the Christmas tree was, and just 5:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, whenever you got up, the tree was just loaded with gifts. It wasn't opening the gifts; it was just going through them to play with them. Huh. It was cool, though.
All right. Well, can you not do that for your...
Santa? Did the same thing for my kids.
Really?
Yeah. And we were in Florida at the time.
What? They were sweaty presents. They didn't need wrapping.
No. It's just it was tradition, though, I guess, for Santa.
That's
and my
weird.
Family.
That's so weird. So weird. I wonder what they thought, like, when they saw the TV shows of kids with presents with wrapping and stuff. They're like, wait.
They had that the night before.
That Santa's jacked up, man. Yeah, so the answer is you wrap them. Okay, anyway, forget your traditions. It's hers now.
Well, it's not mine. It's whatever Santa decides to do.
That's right. He's going to wrap them. Oh, wrong wrap. Anyway, did I tell you how much I love Blake Shelton?
Oh, you did.
I love him.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's the ultimate dude right there. Just cool. He's just cool.
What did he do now?
He tells us how much he loves Gwen Stefani.
Oh, boy.
Listen.
That means it's about over.
What?
That means it's about over
when
you
start
gushing like this.
Yeah,
she was doing it last week.
Yeah.
Now he's doing it. Guys, give it another, just after the holidays, they'll break up.
I do have some theories about the people that go, I've told you forever, the people that go overboard about saying how much they love somebody.
Yep.
Because remember, Bon a Douchebag was talking about Gretchen all the time, and he was cheating on her all the time.
Oh, I've seen it.
We've all seen it.
Yeah.
I love him so much. I love him.
Yeah. Those are the ones you got to watch.
Well, let's see if we have to watch him. Here's his audio, though.
Gwen and I aren't just dating. You know, this is something that I feel like is meant to be. I've learned more from Gwen Stefani as a human being and how to grow as a human being than I have from anybody ever in my life. Anybody.
I think that's the highest compliment you can give your significant other.
She's everything that you could hope a human being could be. That's what Gwen is.
Oh. Isn't that so sweet? So sweet.
That's very sweet.
Do you know that she has taught him to grow more than any other person that he's ever known?
Doesn't say a lot for Miranda, does it?
Well, I felt bad for Miranda when I heard
Miranda?
Because they were married, right? Yeah. He's not even married to Gwen, and now he's all, oh, my God, Gwen is everything.
You're out there gloating about
and you,
Gwen.
And do you have to say more than anybody ever? Like, to me, that's a dig at Miranda. Just say that you love her right now and she's cool and all that. But to say that anybody I've ever known.
That's exactly what I meant by it.
That's
is
a
that
dig.
When you say anybody I've ever known in my life, you pretty much just ruled out everybody else. And threw a little shade their way.
Let me read some of the texts that are coming through right now because they're on fire. You cannot believe how many people did not have Santa wrap the presents.
Tried to tell you.
You guys did won't try. Listen, well, we won't listen.
You won't listen.
Well, because we don't know, so we don't listen. So.
I don't know what that meant.
Well, because all we know is our own traditions.
Exactly. And everybody has their own. But I'm telling you, a lot more people than you realize, I don't know if it's the majority, Santa didn't wrap. Santa got tired.
Sean, you should do stockings forever for your kids. Get their favorite old candy that they'd never buy for themselves.
In fact, you should do stockings more so than buying presents because it's cheaper.
So cheap. So much cheaper, right?
Right, yeah.
Much cheaper. Let's see here. Santa didn't wrap my gift. Santa didn't wrap my... I mean, thousands are coming in. That's crazy. I am too. Hey, you were just talking about that same thing on Facebook. The people that show that they're so much in love and everything is perfect. It usually means they really have a crappy ass marriage.
Yep.
Not always, but the majority.
There's quite a few out there.
Or I have a friend, and I don't want to say any names, and it's the weirdest thing.
What?
So I have a friend, she's married.
Yeah.
And she has like 3 kids.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure her husband's dead. Yep.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
You have a friend.
Yeah.
Married.
Uh-huh.
3 kids.
Yeah.
But you're pretty sure the husband is dead.
I'm pretty sure he's dead. I was going to write that on our Facebook page, but I thought it was mean. She never even mentions him. There's no pictures of him. There's no, I mean, she's always doing a girl's weekend or she's with her kids.
This is on her Facebook page?
Yes. And he's never in any picture. And I'm like, is he even... So there's also that couple where you see, like, she's not even mentioning him.
Yeah.
And it's really odd.
Mm.
I want to say something catty on Facebook. I have to be honest.
What do you want to say?
I want to say, like, oh, I'm going to change his name. Oh, is Melvin alive? I never see him on here. His name's not Melvin.
Now, is that going to make you feel better?
Yeah, kind of. Because
that out there. What's it any of your business?
It's not in my business.
Okay.
But I've been best friends with these people for a very long time, and I feel
why
like
don't you call
I
her?
Think she might be a lesbian now. Okay.
Well, call and ask.
Should I text her and ask her if she's a lesbian now?
I'd just call her
because she is like all her pictures are with really, really butch women.
Here's what you do:
okay.
Send a text and say, "Hey, Brenda." Is it Brenda?
No, her name's not Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
Yeah.
You going to Pride Fest next year?
Because all I'm seeing is her with all these different women, and she's like all over the country with different women, and all the women have really short hair.
Well.
I don't have a comment.
I'm just saying. Like,
I think it's time to just move along.
Why are you hanging out with all these women with short hair? I mean, not just like, oh, look, I got a short bob. Like, short hair. And I'm thinking, woo.
That reminds me. I got to get a haircut today. I'm
gonna write that down. And then her husband's not in it. I think she's gone lesbian.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
give me her number. I'll call her.
Well,
I'll find out for you.
The reason why I'm telling you is because she and I hooked up once. So I know she has that propensity. Yeah. Yeah. What if she...
Well, this gets deeper and deeper.
No. Huh.
What the heck? Whoa.
Maybe we go back to that last thing you said.
It was years ago.
Yeah?
It was years.
Oh, maybe something's been brewing over the years.
I was married to my husband. She was married to her husband. We were all at this party together at her house. And then... We decided to stay over there because we had too much to drink. And so I'm asleep. I'm literally asleep. And I feel something. And I was like, what the hell? My husband just woke up. Nope. It was my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
I was like, what in the hell?
And this is her.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. What's happening?
Maybe that changed the course of her life. Who knows?
It was so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she had what's called sexual PTSD. PTSD.
Wait, what? I was gonna say.
Wait, which letters are those?
Sexual PTSD.
What?
She had a flashback. You know, one of those flashbacks to that moment with you, Jamie White. And
but I mean, I didn't hook up with her. I just woke up to her. Does that make sense?
No.
I was asleep. Yeah. I wake up. I'm like, oh, so that's happening. And I kind of freaked out. Like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
You know, because it's weird. I'm sleeping by my husband, and then there's somebody. And I was like, I couldn't figure it out. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And I just remember the ceiling fan making me sick.
Oh.
Because I was like, what?
Do I think I would at least, you know, like a door would at least knocked out her head.
All right.
Hey, what's going on?
Excuse me. You're in the wrong room.
Yeah.
I knock on her top of her head.
Wow.
Hey, let's talk.
Hello.
Can we
can
least
you
talk
ask permission
first? Hey, hello. Can we move on?
Oh, right. Huh. Where were we?
I'm not sure.
I feel like I'm out of time.
We only got one story. We are out of time. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Anyway, tabloid trash. PTSD.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.